You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It is Executive Lounge time on a Wednesday. We get to speak to leading executives and get to know them a little bit better. This week's executive has come all the way to studio to give us a sense of what it is that she gets up to when she's not running Lightstone Properties. She's the managing director at Lightstone Properties, Sarah Winston. She's joining me in studio to get to know her a little bit better. Sarah, lovely having you in studio. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Hi, Jeremy. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
That's a Scottish accent, isn't it?
It is indeed a Glaswegian accent. I'm trying my best so that your listeners understand what I'm saying tonight. But you may need Google Translate. Let's see.
How does Glasgow come to Johannesburg? What happens there?
It was a love story, believe Ooh. It or not. Yes, I met my South African-born husband in Australia and he convinced me Joburg was the place to be. That was back in 2012 and here I am.
Still here.
Still here and absolutely loving it. Love South Africa, love the people, love the energy. Yeah, it's an incredible place.
What about the work that you do allows you to experience so many different places? I mean, you touched on Australia. You and I were having a conversation and you mentioned you just came from Asia. What part of your work gives you this wonderful?
So I guess we probably need to go back a little bit to say I haven't really had a kind of linear work path. Mm-hmm. If you'd asked me when I was a kid, I wanted to be a fashion designer. But then my guidance teacher said that wasn't a great idea. I was very good at numbers and I was very good at problem solving. So I found myself on the accounting and finance route. Mm-hmm. I then trained with PwC, then moved to London, wanted to experience the big bad world of finance, was in leveraged finance, pre-2008 global financial crisis,
wow.
Height of the leveraged finance market, great place to really see where data and finance meet. And how good data can lead to really great lending decisions. And then from there, once 2008 did hit, my boss said to me, now's a great time to travel if you ever wanted to. So I set off on some travels around Asia because I'd always wanted to explore the world a bit and landed up in Australia working for Commonwealth Bank and the finance team out there. And then met my husband and came to Joburg. And now travel is not so much part of work. I mean, I obviously travel locally within South Africa, but whenever I get the opportunity, I still love to go and scratch that itch.
Between property and finance, which of the career paths or perhaps the sectors would you say you've enjoyed the most and why?
Oh, it's so hard. I think when I came to South Africa, joining Lightstone was quite left field for me because I'd expected probably to go back into banking. I was a banker and identified as one. But then at the time, they were about 6 years old and were doing some really exciting stuff in the property market. And I loved that intersection of data, finance and property. I thought it was really interesting. And the thing that I loved about what they were doing was the tools that they provided to banks and estate agents ultimately actually helped the person on the street get a better home loan for their property, get better access to information. And I just thought that was wonderful. That was something that kind of gave me my passion for property. And since then, I guess I've been now in the property industry in South Africa for the last 13 years. And it's a fascinating market. It really is. And it's very hard to predict. So don't ask me to give you any predictions.
No, it definitely is. And it has been undergoing some serious changes as well with everything
sure.
that's been happening. Sarah, take me through some of your global adventures from a food perspective.
A food perspective. Oh, I love food. Probably travel's my first love. Food's the second one.
Thought so.
Yeah, so I love, I've travelled extensively through Europe. You can't travel through Europe and not love the Italian food. I mean, I think that's like the high point for me out of Europe. But then recently we travelled, my husband and I did an amazing trip through Asia. And I really expected my favourite part was going to be Japan and the food there. But I was saying to you before this interview, South Korea blew my mind. Mm. The food there, the Korean barbecues. South Africans think that they've got it down pat when it comes to braais. I hate to tell you, the South Koreans are phenomenal when it comes to their, yeah, their barbecues. Unbelievable.
Ooh, that's a bold claim. That's a bold claim. South Africans out there are ready to challenge this. I will put together a team and we will fly to South Korea and make sure that this is settled.
A braai off. That's it.
That's it. That's
I'm sure it. They would be up for it.
And I suppose who better than a Scotsman to adjudicate this, a neutral party,
I'd
so to speak.
I'd be very happy to. Very happy to.
Sarah, what do you enjoy most about what you get to do on a day-to-day basis? Take me through your diary, your program, not necessarily from a work perspective, but what part of your day do you enjoy the most?
So every single morning, Monday to Friday, I start my day being abused by my trainer, my wonderful trainer, Debbie. I do a lot of strength training. And the reason I do it is really to give, well, because I'm getting a bit older and I need to, you know, work on my strength, but also it's just to clear the mind in the morning. I think it's so important. It de-stresses you and puts you in a great mindset to start the day. I then need to get my little boys off to school, and that's always fun and challenging. And then I guess every day looks a bit different. It can be client engagements. It's a lot of supporting my team. It can be a lot. What I've realised being MD is a lot of the time it's dealing with a lot of the issues that come up and how you try and create the right environment and remove any blockers to make sure that people can actually get on and do their job that they have to do that day. But that's quite fun too, because again, as I said, I loved kind of problem solving, and that's ultimately what it is. It's daily problem solving. And in the evenings, it's more, let's just relax, read a book, love a good whodunit, love a bit of a murder mystery, again, bit of problem solving, see if I can work it out early on. And yeah, chill with my boys.
Speaking of those boys, have you solved the problem of which accent they're using at the moment?
My boys, you could not tell where they're from. So they're born and bred in South Africa. I call them little Afro-Scots. They have a complete blend of a South African and Scottish accent, and no one can place them. The poor things.
And when you travel with the family and you're in Scotland,
yes,
do they kind of gravitate towards the Scottish side of pronunciations and things, and perhaps...
So it's more words that they pick up. So they wouldn't say small, they'll say wee. And there's lots of little strange idiosyncrasies that I have that they've definitely picked up. In fact, my youngest was in speech therapy, and his speech therapist used to call me and say, I just need to check if this is a Scottish thing or a speech impediment. I think that sums it up.
Well, that's certainly one way of looking at it. Unfortunately, we are out of time. We're going to have to leave this conversation on that note. Sarah, it's been lovely getting to know you. Thank you for coming into studio to give us a sense of what it is that you get up to and your day. Sarah Winston, Managing Director at Lightstone Properties, joining us in studio this week for our Executive Lounge.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.